This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A person in California is the first in the United States with an identified case of the Omicron variant of COVID-19, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The White House says it's a person who recently returned to California from South Africa. Officials say the person was fully vaccinated but not boosted and has mild symptoms that are improving. The variant's been found in more than two dozen countries, and scientists like Dr. Anthony Fauci are racing to see if it's more dangerous than previous versions.
We're really very early in the process.
Fauci says there's no need to panic. Instead, the unvaccinated should get their shots, and those who already have need to get boosted.
I keep coming back to that because that's really the solution to this problem.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Africa's new cases of COVID-19 have nearly doubled in just one day. The numbers released Wednesday signal a dramatic surge in the country where scientists detected the Omicron variant last week. Newly confirmed cases rose to 8,561 Wednesday from just over 4,300 a day earlier. Scientists in South Africa said they are bracing for a rapid increase in COVID-19 cases following the discovery of the Omicron variant. Dr. Nixie Gumede-Moeletsi, the regional virologist for the World Health Organization, said there is a possibility that South Africa is going to see a vast increase in the new number of cases. The Omicron variant has been detected in five of South Africa's nine provinces and accounted for 74% of the virus genomes sequenced in November. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The head of the Women's Professional Tennis Tour says all WTA tournaments would be suspended in China because of concerns about the safety of former doubles number one Peng Shuai. Peng dropped out of public view after raising sexual abuse allegations about former Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli in a November 2nd social media posting that was quickly taken down by Chinese authorities. WTA President and CEO Steve Simon repeated his call for a full and transparent investigation into Peng's accusations. He said he could not in good conscience stage tournaments in China while Peng's status is doubtful. The move comes as Beijing prepares to host the Winter Olympics and Paralympics beginning in February. China is also supposed to host several prestigious tournaments, including the lucrative season-ending WTA Finals beginning next year until 2030. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned on Wednesday that President Vladimir Putin could quickly order an invasion of Ukraine if he has a pretext. At a news conference, Blinken said the United States and other NATO members are ready to take action should Russia decide to invade Ukraine.
We are prepared to impose severe costs for further Russian aggression in Ukraine. NATO is prepared to reinforce its defenses on the eastern flank.
The Secretary of State declined to provide details about the sanctions. Tensions over the Russian troop buildup along the border with Ukraine, whose government is seeking to align with NATO and the West, have been a focus of Blinken's week-long European trip and were top of the agenda at his meeting with NATO counterparts in Latvia Wednesday. Millions of Afghans are facing hunger as the winter looms, according to the UN's World Food Program. WFP Country Director Mary Ellen McGrarty urged nations to separate the humanitarian crisis from political disagreements.
The people of Afghanistan, the innocent people of Afghanistan, the children of Afghanistan who've had their lives upended through no fault of their own, cannot be condemned to hunger and starvation just because of the lottery of geopolitics and the lottery of birth.
The WFP has already ramped up its Afghanistan aid program dramatically. In 2020, it provided aid to 9 million people. This year, it's helping almost 14 million. Next year, the agency hopes to provide aid for more than 23 million people and says it will need $2.6 billion to do so. On Wall Street, stocks were down again Wednesday, with the Dow Jones Industrials off 1.34%, the S&P dropped 1.18%, and the Nasdaq fell by 1.83%. Reporting by